But we are here.
We are here indeed.
It's June and Martin.
Indeed.
On the jam.
That's right.
On 98.4 Capital FM.
Mm-hmm.
And we are joined.
By?
By a human being.
Who has the same initials as Ryan Leslie. Oh my gosh.
Well, Roger.
It's so true. Check it out.
Are you sure?
100%.
We can ask first. Let me just ask.
Warm up.
First question. Because this one is easier. Who are you?
I'm Miriam Limo.
You are?
Miriam Limo.
Yeah, the letters.
Okay. You have come to cause havoc. You have come to finish me.
Yeah. Miriam it gets Limo. A bit hectic.
No. Miriam Limo.
Miriam Limo.
There you go.
Aha. So, Miriam Limo.
Yes.
This question is not deeper, eh?
Go ahead.
Again. Mm. Who are you?
Ah, okay. I am here as the marketing manager for Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Yes. Outside of this studio, I am just another listener of Capital FM.
Yes.
Influenced by June,
yes.
Like I said.
I'm so sorry in advance.
A huge fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm glad to be here. But I'm here in my capacity today as the marketing manager for Coca-Cola in Kenya.
Yeah, what's happening? What's wrong? You know when people come to this studio
in a capacity,
you know when you come with that sort of capacity, what's wrong? Is there a problem that you are facing?
No,
is there a shortage?
No. I'm here for good things only.
Nice,
good things only. Okay. Yes.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about what those good things are.
Yeah. So it's another 4 years since we had the last World Cup, guys. And in between the last 4 years, we've lived as humans almost 10 years, right? The past 2 years have been so difficult.
Mm.
And the world is just now trying to get back to where we were in the past, right? And as Coca-Cola, our brand stands for happiness and optimism. And the other thing that stands for happiness and optimism and togetherness is football.
Oh.
And that's why I'm here today.
I'm not sure about that for Manchester
United
fans.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
But it's not team specific.
It's not team specific.
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about how it brings people together.
Yes,
see?
This is true.
Yeah.
Even when they are crying, they are brought together.
You're hugging.
Exactly.
And then Coke comes in and says, "Woi, Bas, here is happiness.
Bass. Yeah.
And here is optimism.
I mean, you may not be able to speak the same language across even Kenya, but you will still understand football and you will understand Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
So you see that. The combination is quite unbeatable. So I'm here because in 2022, we are expecting to have the World Cup in November.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenya is one of those very lucky countries that is not participating in the World Cup. However, we do get a chance, which is a very enviable opportunity to bring in the trophy. The real World Cup trophy is coming to Kenya. Yes.
So this is the optimism part.
This is the optimism, and we are really praying, as Kenyans.
Yeah.
Yeah. One day.
we go to the World Cup.
We'll be in the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. We have to be optimistic.
Better days
about
are coming.
That.
Mm. Yes.
And maybe it's because we are here in studio and not playing football. But
no, that's the problem.
I feel like you're the reason why we are.
I would be the greatest goalkeeper. Nothing would pass me. You know, I'd cover the whole place.
You're in the wrong chair, Bwana. You should be out there.
Or I could be chairman of KKP.
Oh, no,
my.
Hear what we say. We are optimistic that one day Kenya will play in the World Cup.
Yeah. Don't worry.
No, okay, but you see, we've already gotten signs that it's going to happen.
Yes.
Look, how many of our Kenyan players individually are already going to play, even if not in their capacity as Kenyans, but they're playing for other nations. We have Kenyans who are featuring more and more in EPL, so it's going to happen.
We've got the likes of Divo Origi, who's playing for Liverpool and doing so well.
Exactly.
Played for Belgium. But so, when is it expected here? Is there a date?
Yes. So we are expecting to receive the World Cup here on the 26th of May. That's in exactly 1 month from now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah.
So on the 26th of May, we get to receive the World Cup here in Nairobi. And we have a fantastic array of events. First of all, leading up to the 26th of May, and especially on the 26th of May and 27th, which is a climax, right? So one thing is when the trophy arrives in any country, not just anybody can touch it, right?
So June
we only
So only anybody. But okay, explain
as,
for the
as
others.
As far as the World Cup is concerned, you're not just anybody, but as far as the World Cup is concerned, only a sitting president and somebody who has played in a team that has won. So you might have participated, but you go to the semifinals, you didn't win, or you were the second.
Of
you
any
cannot.
Sport.
No, no, no. Oh, of football. Okay. Right?
So if you support a team that has won?
No. You just see
as they are sitting, what? Fan. President of the Fan Association.
Exactly.
No. Not the president of the Fans Association. The actual president of the nation.
Of the Republic. Yeah.
Yes, of the Republic. Our president has actually hosted and actually been able, you know, represented us, you know, in this trophy event three times. This is his third time.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's quite a fantastic event for us. And leading up to this, we have a couple of activities. We'd really want as many people as possible to get an opportunity to view the trophy, to take photos. We don't know when we'll be able to bring it again, maybe another 4 years, right?
Yes.
Once in a lifetime opportunity to come with your friends, your family, your children, and just enjoy and make a day out of it,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So we have, the next thing I guess you'll be asking me is, how do we get to, you know,
to attend,
to view, to see, to be part of, right?
We shall get there. We shall get there. Because you need to know what Coke is, what's in for it for Coca-Cola, you know, and how June and I can be the main guys.
Capital FM. Welcome to the show. This is The Jam with Junga Shui and The Awakened.
Yeah.
Martin Karaoke.
Walk.
And of course, Miriam Limo is in studio marketing manager for Coca-Cola in Kenya.
Yes.
And she's the one teacher who told us Coke stands for happiness and optimism. Together.
Yeah.
So we have been informed the cup. The World Cup, the FIFA World Cup.
The trophy is coming to town.
The cup is a kikobe.
May 26th, prepare yourselves.
Yes.
And you never know who's going to, you know, the trophy never travels by itself. So we are still waiting for that surprise.
Kuna
wana chaperon. Last time, who came the last time? Who came the trophy last time?
Last time we didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
Yes, but this time there's a high likelihood. Yeah. So I can't unveil everything at the same time.
Yeah,
so
true. Give us the anticipations.
But so we are expecting within the coming days to be able to reveal who our superstar will be.
The superstar will
be.
Now what can we expect when we come to view the trophy as fans, and how do we get to view the trophy?
Yeah, good. Oh. So even before I can tell you what to expect when you come to view the trophy, I guess the question would be, how do we get to view the trophy? So we have recently launched a campaign. You will notice if you go to the outlets, to wherever it is that you buy your product, that the 1 liter glass bottle, the big one, 1.25 and 2 liter have a green cap, right? So that's not accidental. That's actually in line with what we are doing. So we've put a green cap on our big packs, and under that cap, we have a code. So how do we get out of 44 million people to identify who's actually coming to see the trophy, right? Mm-hmm. So when you purchase a Coca-Cola, Fanta, Sprite, of any of those three big packs that I have mentioned, check under that code, under that green crown, and send that number to 40111. All right. So that is a free service. You shouldn't be charged for that. So you send to 40111 and instantly, okay, the first question they'll ask you is whether you're opting in or not. I would encourage everyone to opt in. Instantly, you will get to know whether you're coming to view the trophy. Now, there are several other things you can get. It's not just about viewing the trophy, because we do have a month to go. So in between that, we'll give you airtime, we'll give you, there's cash to be won for you to buy more Coke and stand more chances, right? So there's airtime, there's cash, there is of course the viewing, but the big thing there is also a trip to Qatar. So
for the World Cup,
where the World Cup is actually happening.
Exactly. So we are taking some of our consumers to Qatar for the actual World Cup.
What?
Yeah. I always say when something like this is going on, you want to be in early. You know, don't wait for the last minute when everybody's doing it. You want to do it early. So we encourage everyone to actually come in early. As soon as you hear this, just go to your nearest outlet, buy. You could stand a chance to win one of those things I've mentioned. Airtime, cash, viewing experience. And our people will call you. And immediately after you get your message telling you you've won, somebody will call you. And tell you, look, you actually are coming to Nairobi. Are you able to come? come and view the trophy.
So this is countrywide, huh?
Countrywide,
this
correct.
This campaign is countrywide.
Yes.
I'm just gonna naenda hivi na kama. I'm just passing na kuja tu sai.
Just want to buy some coke.
That, what? Huh?
Yeah.
So what
it's once, I call you.
Once you call us.
Yes.
Once I'm in, I say, okay, I'm ready to come for
yes.
I'm trying to come to view the trophy.
Yes.
I'm ready to come for the tour.
Yes.
What will happen when I get there? What is the experience
for you? Yeah. You come to KICC, depending on where you are.
It's gonna be at KICC.
Yes, it's gonna be at KICC.
Yeah.
And we're gonna we want to have as many people as possible actually enjoy the experience. Even if we can't all go, we can try and bring it closer to us, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna transform KICC into a mini Qatar kind of event. You'll come, there's music, there's food, there is experiential activities, a lot of merchandise to be worn, footballs, t-shirts, more airtime. Our partners who are actually also, you know, FIFA sponsors will be on site. You may be able to get something. So there's a lot that you can stand to win.
Mm.
And it's just a day of enjoyment. Eh? This is on May 27th.
27th, yes. That's the culmination.
Yes, that's the culmination. It's better even enjoyed with friends. And it's much more enjoyed with family. So come with your kids, come with your friends, enjoy. And
so when I win,
yes,
how many
you are winning for yourself.
For yourself,
yeah. So okay. Keep buying.
Oh, keep buying.
So you can win.
So you can win more.
Things.
And like I said,
yeah,
the earlier the better.
The earlier the better.
Even if you win today, no one's gonna take away your ticket.
Yeah,
it is still valid until May 27th when you come.
Now, as a sports guy,
yeah.
I just want to know what's the benefits of the trophy coming into Kenya, the World Cup trophy coming to Kenya.
Wow.
To us in the local sports.
Yeah. Where do I begin? From where we sit, and actually personally from where I sit, we've just talked and we've been laughing about how as Kenyans we need, you know, optimism.
Yeah.
For me, I think it's just bringing something that's larger than life and making it very real for everyone who's participating. Mm. On the 26th of May, we have a little event we are throwing together for some of our, some of the sporting personalities to come and just, you know, appreciate that, you know, this is actually the gold icon that everyone is fighting for. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. So to bring it to Kenya, which is not even participating, you know, in the World Cup, how many young people who are now entering sports stand a chance to be inspired by the whole possibility?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our theme this year, Believing is Magic, is really all about driving that belief. There's nothing that brings people together more than football, right?
Wow.
There's all the sorts of promises that you make to yourself. If my team wins, I'll do this. If my team wins, I'll do that. Families are made and broken from this whole, you know, World Cup thing. So just to bring the icon, which is the one thing people are fighting over or playing over,
wow,
to Kenya, is the utmost symbol of togetherness. That, and, you know, especially in this year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what we really hope to achieve, to inspire, to share that global joy and happiness, to bring people together,
to make people aspire to play.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, are we involving our Harambee Stars, a few of them, or the captain, a few of the players and former players, are they going to be there?
Yes, we're working together with very closely with the Ministry of Sports, with the government officials. We want to make sure as much as possible we are representing the full spectrum of Kenyan sports. So if that means we have some representatives from Harambee Stars, from other sporting places, some sports journalists,
mm-hmm,
they'll all
the
be
ecosystem,
the
ecosystem,
exactly.
Yeah.
Ecosystem is the best word. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So great.
And everyone will have a different takeout.
You know?
For a sports person, the takeout is different from a teenager, from a media person. And that's what we hope for. Mm. But ultimately, you know.
Thank you so much for coming through.
I want to ask one question. If she was to tell us the girls.
Yeah.
Girls.
My name.
Yeah. I think you need to really target us, you know. Because now, family is one thing. So if I have my nephews, my nieces who are into sport, fine. So if let's say Mato's girlfriend wins,
In fact,
she keeps... Do you see where I'm coming from?
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah,
I actually like your train of thought. I feel like... you are onto something there, yeah. Because if
talk to me up behind the tent, because kuna vile,
yeah. The ladies might win.
No, I mean, no,
well,
I mean,
less emotional. So you know what I'm saying? When it comes to sport,
okay.
Especially when you're watching. True.
Oh. Yeah, and for me, from where I sit, the more ladies that win, the more gents will buy to
this
come.
This is it. So who am I coming with? For everyone. Who am I coming with?
So what you're trying to tell the gents right
that
now?
That guy, he likes football.
It's now becoming a battle of the sexes, guys.
That's not what I said.
So what you're gonna do? This is what I'm proposing. And this is what we are proposing. So these guys, go out there and buy all the bottles of Coca-Cola you can.
Then there's that. Yeah.
Buy
and it's a win-win.
And then award your lady. Bring her to.
There you go.
KICC, May 27th is. Yeah. It's landing
May
27th.
May 26th is the presidential event, and yes. May 27th is the fan event.
Yes. So we meet there. Ladies and gents, we can have a battle of the sexes football game
and a speed dating over there. On Yukutana.
For the singles as well.
I'm looking at future also.
But thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having
Miriam.
Me.
Yes. Miriam Limo, this was amazing.
Sema pole.
Miriam Limo. Asante sana for coming through.
Thanks.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing this trophy.
Yeah.
June and I are going to buy our Coca-Cola right now.
Yeah. Please do.
And you're the senior marketing manager for Coca-Cola Kenya, there can be some favor exchanged here with regard to who.
Are we still on air?
Yeah, we're still on air.
Yeah.
We'll have a team.
Transparency. We can have very team. Big on transparency.
We can have Team June versus Team Martin on the day, or even on May 24th to push the event. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, we have Team Happiness, his Team of
No, impossible is not in our vocabulary.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And that's why under this tummy is a six-pack. Optimism always. Capital FM.